This is we're approaching year three, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
We're down the wire.
I think so.
We started what, 2019?
I think it was
2018, but that was before your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
No. I would have started in 2018. September 2018, I would have came in. We're almost on year. We're at 3.5 years,
brother. Wow.
Cheers to us.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah. Go back to that first episode and then listen to this and just tell us, like, we haven't done a little bit better for ourselves.
Marginally.
Yeah.
1% better each year.
1%.
By 2032, we'll be a top 10 podcast.
Yeah, 2032, exactly.
10 years from now.
Exactly, 1% each year.
Yeah. Starting the year off hot. John and I both got back in town today.
Yeah.
Flew in from the East Coast.
Yeah.
I trained in from Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't ate all day. First meal
Me
today
neither.
Was a
I didn't
Big
either.
Mac meal.
I ate a sausage breakfast wrap there this morning in Halifax.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Gross. I hate Tim. Fuck Tim Hortons. 2022. I'm done with Tim Hortons.
Tim sucks.
Fuck Tim's.
Tim's is brutal.
Fuck that.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I had a Big Mac meal.
Nice.
And a 6-piece.
Let's go.
My stomach's fucked. I'm starting the year off how we ended last year off. My stomach is ruined right now.
dude, any good news, New Year's resolutions?
You know what's funny? I always see like tweets about like there's always a joke to it, but like the like setup's always like the straight white male confidence, and there's like a joke to go with it.
Yeah,
like wanting like the straight male
the masculine
confidence.
Urge.
Yeah, I want that. I want the straight white man
nice.
Confidence
because okay.
I don't have. I guess I missed out on that.
Yeah.
I don't have that. I want that confidence.
I was gonna say it's because you're not straight. Oh, it is low hanging fruit, and I'm not picking any low hanging fruit in 2022. My New Year's resolutions, I'm going to volunteer somewhere helping someone here in Ottawa and smoke more weed. That's it.
You want to volunteer?
Yeah, I want to help people out this year. I feel like, you know, that's a good thing to do. I feel like I'm kind of a piece of shit. So if I just went and helped out a little bit around the city, you know, where it's needed.
You are a piece of shit.
I am a piece of shit. Yeah. We went over this like just before the year ended last year. We're all pieces of shit. And I had an epiphany after that conversation. I figured, you know what?
Right.
Maybe I'll spend some time picking up needles around Ottawa. I don't know.
Nice.
Cleaning up the city.
We are running low here, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice to have.
Not as a part of any organization, just by himself.
I'm just a big needle collector. You guys should see it.
Oh, man. Yeah, but build up that confidence, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and start picking up needles.
Nice. Yeah, and smoke more weed. I said smoke more weed, too. That
nice.
Reminds me, I need a toke.
Coleman?
Nah.
I'm just going to be the same.
New sweaters.
Yeah, new sweaters. Need them.
Coleman has less clothes after Christmas than
yeah.
we had beforehand.
Fucking left 3 pairs of pants at my grandmother's. Fuck.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, man, I don't know. Betty White. Passed.
John Madden passed.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. People Magazine Madden cursed Betty White.
Yeah. Do you see that tweet?
No.
Betty White ain't making it to 100, buddy says. Fucking 3 days later, she snuffs it.
That's tough.
Right? And he said, he was like, ain't no way Betty White makes it to 99. And then replied to his own tweet and goes, ain't no fucking way or something like that. Like doubled down on his own tweet 3 days later.
So he did it.
I think.
He did it.
I don't mean to point fingers, but.
Wow.
You know, you fucking did
you
it.
You see this conspiracy that people are saying, like when Kobe died, that was like when the world started getting fucked.
It's true.
So they're saying now Betty White's death is like closing it.
Closing it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I read.
Doesn't seem that way.
Yeah.
Looking outside.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel that way right now.
I saw too, it's like she lived through so many leap years that it would have made it 24 extra more days. So she would have lived 100 years worth of.
Oh, the days. Fucking leap year.
Yeah. So if there were no fucking leap years, Betty White would have been 104 days old.
Oh.
Yeah. So whoever decided that leap years was a good idea, maybe you killed fucking Betty
that's
White.
That's just the sun. Like,
no.
It just goes...
That's way too easy, Coleman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sun's like skips a day?
Yeah.
Because we go around the sun in like 365 days in like a third. Or some shit, so that's why we are a quarter. So that's why we have to
nerd alert.
I'm just fact guying it up.
Just doing my job, man. Last time. All right, man. Well, yeah, let's get into this pod. 2022. Yep. Start off with a bang.
Right.
Cool. Teacher moment of the week goes to
this Florida middle school worker. We're going to say teacher just to make the story a little bit more interesting.
You know? Not a teacher, but yeah.
She works.
To make it a little bit more fake.
2022, the year is sensationalized down to the wire news. We're clickbaiting everything here, guys.
Middle school teacher fingers student.
Yeah. While smoking joint in a van. That actually happened.
Non-sexual in brackets.
That actually happened. Smoking joint in the van happened.
Yeah. The first part didn't happen.
Yeah. No fingering.
No.
Yeah. That's what they even said in the story. They're like, three times. They're like, no sexual misconduct happened. She was just burning.
That's what made it news.
You know, if you can't burn with your teachers, I don't know if I want to live in a world like that, man.
Well, like, yeah, so these parents noticed their son missing.
Yeah, 1:30
like
a.m.
Yeah, 1 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, freaking the fuck out. And then the stepdad's driving around trying to find this guy. And then the son saw on his teacher's phone, or, like, I think she was a secretary.
Yeah.
Something like that. Saw that the secretary that he was burning up with was getting phone calls from his mom.
Yeah, because he used their house phone to call the secretary and be like, hey, I'm too young to have a fucking cell phone. Let's meet up behind the rink in your grand caravan and burn one.
So mom saw that, so she starts calling the secretary. And then when the son saw that, he's like, oh, fuck. And then got dropped off at home.
We gotta split. I would have ran, dude. Like, no way would I get that bitch to drop me off at home. Because that's what the kid did. He's like, you gotta take me home now. Just for your dad to be like, what? You idiot.
That would be a shitty moment to be high in.
Oh, bro.
Would you rather be the kid high in that moment or the teacher high in that moment? Or the secretary
the
high
kid.
In that moment?
Yeah,
the kid
for sure.
Definitely the kid. His mom walked inside. His dad dapped him up. I mean, a kid's fucking sick. I remember those days. Just dapped him up. Yeah, I actually got my teacher pregnant. What are the fuck are you?
No.
Apparently,
John's pulling from real life again.
My dad told me about this one guy who, when he was in high school, got a kid pregnant. That's fucked up.
Like a teacher got a kid
pregnant?
Yeah,
gym teacher got like the star of the volleyball team pregnant or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Fuck.
Crazy, eh?
Ruined her career.
His too, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a two for career ruiner. Oh, man.
But yeah, apparently the secretary, Miss Williams, has like a really good relationship with this kid.
Yeah. You ever smoked weed with a teacher or anything? I smoked weed with an ex-principal.
Never.
Yeah, and I've watched my band teacher smoke a joint. Saw it happening. We were having a party. He was my old band teacher. We were having a party. I saw him go around the back. Mr. Bennett was burning one.
See, like, these small towns, like, that shit happens.
Oh, dude, I remember I was in my band concert one year, and my fucking buddy leans over, and he's on his fucking iPod Touch. We're in junior band. He's like, John, fucking nudges me, shows me Richard Bennett likes The Pot Shop on Facebook. I was like, that's fucking sick. He's over there. Oh, that's dope. Mr. Bennett and I got cool after that.
He might have ruined his career right now. Is he still working?
No, you're retired. I saw him smoke when he was retired. He wasn't working at that point.
Murka, moment of the week goes to.
A viewer called to criticize a TV anchor in Missouri over being very Asian.
Fuck.
She's what? Just Asian.
What?
Yeah. she's a regular Asian. Amount of Asian.
She's a regular amount of Asian.
That's what I was going to ask. Is like, what? Well, the reason why he was saying that she was too Asian is because she was eating dumplings on air.
No, she said that she ate dumplings on New Year's Eve,
right.
Which was a traditional Korean thing to do on New Year's Eve. And this person called them. This person called the network and said this. I didn't say this. This is a quote from the person. I am not making this up to like give you guys context as to what might have been said. This is a real quote that someone else said that I am repeating so you guys know, just so this doesn't get taken out of context, okay? I'm starting. I'm starting the quote that I didn't say right now. Hi, this evening your Asian anchor mentioned something about being Asian. I feel like this is more of like an American accent. Ha! This evening your Asian anchor mentioned something about being Asian, and Asian people eat dumplings on New Year's Day. And I kind of take offense to that, because what if one of your white anchors said, well, white people eat this on New Year's Day? I don't think it was very appropriate that she said that, and she was being very Asian. I don't know. She can keep her Korean to herself. He then concluded the call with, "All right, sorry, it was annoying, because if a white person would say that, they would get fired. Ha ha ha. So say something about what white people eat. All right, thank you." I don't know why it's fucking Jeb Bush calling in there. Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's a Ford commercial.
Yeah.
So the news channel is an affiliate of CNN.
Right.
So I don't understand why is... You wouldn't think that this would be the type of person to watch a CNN broadcast. That's what I'm trying to piece together.
Channel flipping just gone horribly wrong for this.
It was on all the other ones were on commercial.
Like, taking that he hung that phone up, he's like, "Ha, that'll show her." You know what I mean? Like, what are you solving with this? Seriously, like, you're wasting time.
Man. That's I mean, it was a slow holiday, man.
It was.
It was a slow New Year's.
Man, I was bored. Like, I've come from the most boring place in the world, and when there's nothing to do there, like, you know how boring life is right now. It's super boring.
Right.
But not once. Right. I watched a lot of cable TV, most news, because I had older relatives in the house. But not once did I think, man, I am so bored that I'll call that news station because that Korean lady's just a little too Korean for my liking. You know what I mean?
So you thought about it, but you just didn't want to
call. No, I said not once. I said not once, just so you
run
that
tape back. That is impressive for you, though. That's congratulations. New Year's resolution right there.
2022. Yeah.
Not being a piece of shit for you, John. Like, white people do talk about what they eat on the holidays.
Oh, all the time, dude.
Or, you know, have, like, a nice ham.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just whatever.
Fuck, dude. It is what it is. People love talking about their turkeys.
Yeah.
Deep-fried turkeys.
There you go.
Show me a white person that's deep fried a turkey that doesn't love talking about a deep fried turkey. I'll show you.
I feel like the person like that's on like customer support and they've just been like, "Sir, this is CNN. You're tuned into the wrong station." Tucker Carlson should have done like a super like white.
Yeah.
Like New Year's Eve.
Wonder
tradition.
Plus. That's all he needs. That's all he needs. Wonder Plus.
Bologna, mustard, Wonder Bread. Happy New Year's.
It's a tradition.
Cut it into ninths so that, you know, if you're putting it out for hors d'oeuvres at a party or something.
This guy's like, "That's what I'm talking about."
Fuck yeah, honey. Fire up the bologna log. Oh, that's good stuff. All right, next one.
I wonder what a good amount of Asian would have been for him.
He was sitting there, he's like, "Okay, okay." She's like, "And I eat dumplings on New Year's." He's like, "Fuck this! Fuck this! God, honey, give me the phone.
Bring me the landline."
Yeah, bring me the...
I just picture him pacing back and forth holding the phone. Yeah.
holding the phone.
Holding the cord.
Yeah.
Receiver and cord.
When he hangs up, he does it four times because he's that mad.
2022 energy moment of the year goes to
this guy who held up finger guns and robbed a Waffle House for a stack of napkins.
Yeah. So longtime listeners, we have talked about this.
Yeah, we're just
to confirm.
Yeah.
Because John was unsure, but Coleman, I think we did talk about
we're
it.
I pretty
did say
sure.
my resolution was smoke more weed, so it wouldn't be. I was ramping up at the end there.
Well, it could be 2022 energy moment of the week if, you know, we have a repeat of last year.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just,
I think it's
the same thing.
I think this is like a what's it called? What's it called when they show something in the beginning of the movie that relates to the end of the movie?
And then they work their way back.
Yeah, kind of like foreshadowing. That's what it is. Yeah. This is foreshadowing for what this year is going to be. It's going to be a lot of fucking
criminal justice.
It's
going to
be a lot of finger gun robberies for stacks of napkins.
2021, people are like, "You know what? It's going to be a good year.
Yeah.
It can't be worse than 2020.
Yeah.
And then Capitol riot happened, and then it just went downhill after that.
Yeah.
And this year, people are just like, "You know what, man? I'm in this for like 8 years.
Tomorrow, today,
this is it.
Today is 1 year since the Capitol riot.
Oh, yeah.
Today is 1 year. Happy anniversary, guys.
Happy anniversary. Oh, God.
Oh, that's fucked up.
You should tweet that.
Yeah. I'll fucking join my friends Donald and Marjorie as a fucking ban from Twitter forever users, man. Fuck. That's a goal in life.
Get banned. Is it? Join a Capitol riot?
No, get banned from Twitter. But, like, you'd have to say some sus shit, and I don't know if I'm that guy. You know what I mean?
You're sort of not a piece of shit this
not
year.
Exactly.
I feel like you're going to break that by January 12th.
What?
Not being a piece of shit.
Well, like, my theory is like, go do good, buy yourself good karma. You know what I mean?
See, that's why you're a piece of shit. Because, like, that's the worst
way. Like my mom says, she's like, go to church on a Sunday and fuck shit up from Monday to Saturday, man. You just wipe your slate clean on Sunday.
Say a couple Hail Marys.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to post that earlier quote out of context.
No! Pair it with the other one from a few weeks. Yeah.
We'll end the quote off with that. Happy anniversary, guys.
Just a super cut of
you could
canceling
put together
John.
Like a full 30 minutes of out of context quotes from me. That would definitely make me sound like a white supremacist.
I think we definitely have 15 minutes.
I'd say 30. I'll beef those numbers up.
So yeah, this Waffle House guy. Well, yeah. He walked into a Waffle House. No affiliation with Waffle House. And yeah, finger gunned his way to free napkins.
Sponsor. You walk into Waffle House with finger guns trying to stick the place up. You get a Waffle House sponsor out of it.
I mean, I remember exactly what I said last time.
What did you say last time?
It was the fact that...
Really, man? Really?
That's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Just keep it going. Just keep it going. Cohen just sprints across the cameras.
If I go fast, they won't see me as long.
Last time I was just like you could just take in the napkins.
Yeah, exactly. It's just napkins. It's like the freest shit at a restaurant.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Just go. Just run by.
Cohen is like a fucking Cohen is like a cartoon by. Cat burglar, like <Dun-dun-dun-dun>.
Oh, man, that's jokes.
That's I don't remember what I said. That's why I put this in the note again.
I mean, my dad should be in jail based off this story. The amount of napkins my dad has in his fucking glove compartment
never
in his
know
car
when you're gonna shit.
From restaurants.
Never know when you're going to shit. Amount of ketchups and napkins you should have in your car. Like, get 3 napkins to 1 ketchup package ratio.
Yeah, my dad always, like, you know, like, they're always in, like, those holster canister things. He just, half of them at least, pulls them out, takes them on the road.
One time, my buddy worked at McDonald's, said someone stole the whole dispenser of napkins.
Nice.
I was like, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But then you have to go through the process of, like, ordering the napkins that fit in it through, like, a whole third party. Like, you can't buy those at the grocery store, you know what I mean?
Well, I kind of get it because, like, buying napkins is it's a nuisance. Like, that's a shitty thing.
You would have to buy in, like, bulk then, you know what I mean? Like,
but even just buying I don't think I've ever bought napkins.
Yeah. You know, you have a barbecue, you buy napkins, and then all of a sudden you're using you go at your parents' house, you have a barbecue, there's napkins in the cupboard that are from a barbecue fucking 8 years ago because you decided to be fancy with your paper plates.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom has like designed napkins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she had like Christmas themed napkins while I was at home.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Give me a piece of paper towel.
I love how moms like just like build shit up. Yeah. Like I made a joke that only like a white mom could like make alcoholism look cool. And she had like a little like vase that said like it was like all of her corks, like a lot of like wine corks just filling up this vase.
Yeah.
It looks super bougie, but it was just like that's so fucked.
Ah, December.
There's 3 of them. There's 3 vases filled with wine corks. And one of them had like a quote on it, so like every graph is like no, not every graph. It was like every cork has a memory. I was just like Jesus Christ.
I feel like it's the exact opposite. The more corks,
yes, the fight of 08. That was a good one.
This one reminds me of my divorce. Remember when I threw that shoe at you, Jake? Oh my God, that was hilarious. That'll teach you for not taking out the garbage. Am I right?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's funny shit.
All right, let's get into the back page news.
That was good. I think that all just went really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Reflection.
2022 resolution.
Reaction.
More
post
pod reflections mid pod.
Okay. We need more podcast reaction videos.
Yeah. We should do a bit where we just watch ourselves like we're watching game tape. You know what I mean? Where we just watch our old pods. We just keep re-releasing ourselves.
We
watch
get the drawing TV. We're like, yeah, drawing, yeah, on it. Yeah.
We can watch ourselves like game film, like watch one pod, and then we can watch that video for another one.
You know how like commentators would have like Romo's three tips to like a good game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like strong defense, no turnovers.
Yeah.
Like, we just have
Boss that. Man's three keys to a strong pod. Good intro.
No tokes.
Yeah. 20 minutes or less for the of the weeks.
At least one white supremacy joke. At least one.
Star at the end of that.
John.
Underneath that. Try to make it about Melissa McCarthy, too, if you can.
Oh, no.
All right.
John's a role player. That's his role.
Yeah. Pucks down low, boys. Pucks down low. Elbows up. Kim Jong-un's dad invented burritos, North Korea bizarrely claims, as sales of Western dish boom. I'm pretty happy for North Koreans now that they actually get to enjoy burritos, though. Like,
yeah,
I want that to be known. Like, I am happy for North Koreans. Like, there's no doubt if burritos are just making their way to fucking North Korea now. You guys are like, I wish I could eat my first burrito again.
The best part is that the backstory they're giving it. Mm. Is that Kim Jong-un, the father, not junior, senior?
Yeah.
Senior.
That's ill.
Ill. Kim Jong-il.
Ill? Is that how they do it?
Yeah.
Ill? Okay. So
just put a French like conjugation at the end of it all. It's a different one of them.
So he apparently came up with the dish in 2011. That's the backstory they're going with.
Yeah. After he took a trip to Mexico. A lot of cool stuff there, yeah.
He invented a dish called double bread with meat, which was uncannily like a hamburger. And then burritos are called wheat wraps.
I don't know if you just gave shit different names. It's just a new invention.
It's like the pushy sucky. It's modeled after the vacuum, but
the pushy sucky.
Also, they're showing a picture of what it looks to be shawarma completely.
I was going to say that. The burrito picture is it's shawarma. They're cutting meat off a spit. Also, I love that fit.
Oh, that's gangster. He could have been
dad.
In the 2003 NBA draft with that fucking
Yeah.
That looks fire.
Sucked in right in between and LeBron and Carmelo with that thing.
That's good stuff.
Steez.
Look at that chef. He's got a mask on. That's years ago.
Yeah, they were. Asians are ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were. Dude, Carleton's a very, very, like, ethnic school. They have a lot of foreign students coming in.
Facts.
And so many Asian students were wearing masks before COVID.
Dude.
And it's always weird to think about now.
I thought it was Steez.
Yeah.
I thought it was Steez.
Because it's foreign exchange students
there, right?
Whatever.
Just the air pollution spot. Yeah.
But they're also, like, come from rich families to be able to afford like the exchange student
and
rates
too.
So
like,
it's like a hype beast, like a street.
Yeah, because
thing.
I think because BAPE used to make them like that. But I also heard too, like it's like Asian culture. Like if you were to get sick, you put a mask on to like keep the other people like to be more courteous to the people around you. You know what I mean? So like if you did sneeze, you kind of still have that there. You don't got to rely on fucking that.
The elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
You got the mask on. You already got the safety.
I hate when I see people cough in their hand.
Yeah. Yeah, I just do it right out in the open.
It's almost, yeah,
are
but
you
just
a caveman?
Better.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? Like, yeah, it's the worst.
Oh.
How you doing? Tough.
Gross.
All right, next headline.
Good that's demonstration, lads.
That's about as much as we could have got out of Kim Jong-il making burritos.
Yeah.
That's good. 74-year-old man.
If Il is senior, what's junior?
It's not junior senior. That's just their
like the second.
It's just like their first names, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The equivalent.
Oh, okay. Next story.
I don't know. Maybe
we'll have to just take that one.
Maybe.
74-year-old Florida man on electric scooter threatened and chased two people with a knife.
This is so. The dispute happened inside because I don't know. This is like it's a woman. He chased like he. Started chasing a woman in the residence. I don't know if it's like a roommate or like a relative.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really disclose that. But started in the house. Yeah. And he's chasing her around with an 8-inch blade in his scooter.
Right.
And then it like ended up going outside. So he's chasing her down the street. And then he ended up like trying to attack another man that was outside. And then cops eventually came. He slashed a tire too.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty funny. But yeah. My question is like, this chase was going on for a while.
Well, he's in an electric scooter, man. So they don't move that fast.
He's chasing this person around for a minute. He still has the same level of anger during the whole chase. Like, you would think
this is the whole musket argument,
man. This is the whole musket thing. Like, if you want guns, it should be a musket, because by the time you load it up, you're not going to be angry anymore. Yeah,
if you
want
to do a chase, you should do it on an electric scooter, because you can't go very fucking fast.
The fact that the whole time he's like, fucking get you.
Yeah.
He switched targets at one point, too, because the first lady was, like, just too fast, I guess.
Imagine trying to juke someone on an electric scooter, bro.
Yeah, his reasoning for attacking the second man was because he was going to do it while he had the chance.
Yeah. He's right here right now. He might run 20 feet that way, and it would take me another 20 minutes to get there.
It's not every day you have a knife in your hand chasing someone. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, my God. It's my lucky day.
I'm more impressed with the fact that he was able to keep that level of anger throughout the whole, I'm guessing, like 27-minute long chase.
I just don't understand. 27 minutes is a good estimate, I think, for that chase. Do you know how minimal effort you have to put into, like, running away from a person on an electric scooter?
Yeah, I feel like it's a light jog.
It's not. Like, I don't think you break a sweat.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a light sweat because it's Florida.
I just go in zigzags.
It's hurrying for the bus.
Yeah, exactly. It's when you're trying to get there across the sidewalk. Like there's, like, one hand flashing and you're like halfway across and then you do the little jog across.
Yeah.
That's how fast I think you'd have to run to get away from a person.
When you have the shits, you get into a toilet nearby.
Precisely. Yeah.
We talk about poop, we do it classy.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's about as useful as like a fucking knife tape to a Roomba. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like obviously you don't want anyone to be in a situation where they have to be in like a scooter or a wheelchair. Mm. But if there were someone that deserves to be in a scooter, it's definitely this guy.
Yeah.
Because if he was on foot with a knife.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's
74,
dude. Do you know how easy it would have been if there was two targets, one to be in front, but whoa.
Yeah.
And someone circle around and just like tractor, like cow tip them back. You know what I mean?
70 is the new 50.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Betty White was 99.
Yeah.
And she was doing comedy skits like recently.
Yeah. She was in Community there fucking 5 years ago.
No, I'm talking like a few months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
She was in comedy skits. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucked. Man.
It's that children blood they drinking over there.
It's the fucking... It's like why Clint Eastwood is still acting, dude.
Dude, that trailer when he punches the guy in the face.
Oh, my God, dude. When you... In fucking... What's it? The Mule? In that movie where he gets pushed against the wall, you could just see him, like, kind of fucking stroke out for a sec.
They
like,
made him do his own stunts.
Dude, like...
fucking awesome.
Like, hey, I got it. Like, are you fucked? Are you... Put a stunt double in. It's... The man's 87 or some shit.
Who are you going to find as a stunt double?
Fine.
Who are you going to find?
Johnny Knoxville in his old man makeup.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, that'd be a perfect person to do it. You could have chucked him from a rooftop if you wanted to, dude.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. I was pissed about that movie because he was like, do you watch The Mule? You watch that movie?
No.
Shitty movie.
Dude, this lead actor is 80 years old.
The worst part was, I was like, that's the first Clint Eastwood movie I ever watched. I was like, I'm never watching a Clint Eastwood movie again.
The best is Robert De Niro, too. Like, I saw a trailer on Netflix for, I think it was like, Welcome to America. Something America in the title.
Mm-hmm.
It's from like the 70s, and he still looks like he's 30.
Oh, dude, he hasn't aged a bit. Like in the last 5 years, he's done all his aging.
Is that such a bad thing, though? Like, you know, people that, like De Niro, like, he looked old when he was, like, 27.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like looking old from a young age if you just looked like that the rest of your life?
I think so. Because
I think I'd take that trade, yeah.
I feel like that? Because, like, Robert De Niro, I feel like people are, like, he was, like, attractive guy in Hollywood, too. Like, you know what I mean? He had some buzz around.
He's an attractive guy in the streets.
That's
too.
What I mean. Yeah. Like, if I was about to date an old man, you know what I mean?
I was Clint Eastwood, Robert De Niro.
If I had to kiss an old man.
Johnny Knoxville in an old man costume. Robert De Niro, Betty White, Clint Eastwood.
Oh, fuck. What was I saying? Oh.
Old man balls.
Yeah, no. So, but like, then there's the ones like Steve Buscemi, who's looked the exact same his whole entire life. And like, has looked the exact same, but still looks like shit. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
That's just it. Yeah. All right, next headline. Pabst Blue Ribbon deletes tweets about eating ass, saying they were in poor judgment. I've never loved this company more.
This is hilarious. Yeah, so this was all in because of Dry January.
Yeah.
Has that always been a thing?
I just learned about it.
Same.
So apparently Dry January is something that beer companies experience, in like how gyms get an influx of people from January to February. Beer companies see a decrease of sales from January to February because people do Dry January.
Right. So in reaction to that, scroll down to the tweet, Coleman.
I heard of No Vice November.
They No Nut November is what you're thinking about.
Oh.
So PBR tweeted, not drinking this January, try eating ass.
Fuck yeah. Like, so, what?
I don't understand.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah. Like, what's the message?
Dude.
I guess eating ass is the message, but how does that increase
you're
beer
looking too yeah, into what, this, man.
I guess because the only way to eat ass is if you're hammered. Like, I don't know.
I don't know,
maybe
man.
This is like it kind of tastes about, the same.
This sounds like one of my dad's really shitty, inappropriate jokes.
Good pun.
That he makes.
Shitty jokes. Shit joke. This is a shit joke, Paps.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Not drinking this January? Try eating ass.
Mm. What do you unpack from this?
I don't.
It's seven words. What, like,
this is a poem.
They're like fucking five syllables away from a haiku, man. Yeah.
They eventually came out after and said that it was poor judgment. I like to think when they made the call that it was poor judgment, they tried eating ass.
Yeah.
And they're like, guys, listen, bad call on our part. Don't try it. Don't eat ass. They're not retracting the statement because it's inappropriate. They're retracting it because they're like, don't take our word on it.
There's a fucking gray-haired person running the Pabst fucking Twitter account. I'm like, trends among teens these days.
They followed up on it too because someone replied saying, I don't know what this is about, but it's hilarious. And then they replied saying, it's about ass and eating it.
Oh, bro. I bet you all of the headquarters, like all of the staff at Pabst PBR headquarters, is fucking hammered all the time, dude. Hey, should I tweet this? Is this funny? Like, I don't really know what it means, man, but I fucking do it. They didn't make you CEO for nothing, man.
You won't fucking do it.
They're hitting golf balls from the roof into the parking lot.
Ass. But it's an acquired taste. It's like anchovies.
Fuck anchovies. So salty.
Just like
but
ass. You ever ate ass?
Ate ass?
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot. You ever ate ass?
I think so.
You think? No, that's something you know.
I think so. You know.
You've ate ass.
You travel, you know what I mean? I don't think I stayed there for
I stay
long.
Within my borders.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nah. Live a little. It's 2022, man. Life's short. We're only getting older.
So is it good?
I love PBR, bro. I stand by their statement. I've been a proud PBR drinker since the third grade.
So you agree with the state? You're pro ass eater.
What? I'm pro PBR, so I'll get behind it. I'll get behind it. I don't care. I'll fucking
get right behind it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get right behind it. Yeah, that's what I meant to make the pun. Yeah.
Maybe I'll give it a go.
Try PBR first.
You know that's what say? I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
More of a liquor guy.
I'll
but
teach
I'll
you, man.
I'll dabble.
You. PBR and ass eating, man. Hang out with me long enough, you'll learn the ropes.
I don't want to eat your ass.
Nah, I don't want to drink your PBR.
PBR. I'm trying to think of a good acronym for that.
I've been trying it this whole time.
Penis balls rectum.
Yeah.
Got him.
Penis breath rectum.
All righty. Oh, Last headline.
Alexa tells 10-year-old girl to touch a live plug with a penny. So this little girl was like, hey, Alexa, give me a challenge to do. And then Alexa said, pull a plug out and then touch a penny to the fucking prongs like that are still half in the wall.
Yeah.
That's exactly how she said it as well.
Yeah. Hey, you little bitch.
Listen, so fucking, you know, the thing, you know, the head on your iPhone charger, plug that halfway in.
No, not that bitch, but she's like looking at the wrong side. No, bitch, turn around.
And then Amazon said after discovering the issue, they fixed the bug.
Yeah, it's because she looked on the internet and like that's a challenge going on. The penny challenge is a thing now where you just fucking videotape yourself sticking a penny to a half plugged in.
Is that a real thing going around?
I don't know, man.
I feel like somebody just like tried, like knew how the algorithm worked, like some disgruntled employee and was like, I'm just going to check the headlines.
So I remember like I've done it twice now where like I've been trying
to
pull
a penny on a plug.
No, I've been trying to pull my laptop charger out, but it's like halfway. I'm like, fuck. And I go to grab it again, but my hand slide down and I just grab the fucking prongs and it fucking it'll get your whole right side feeling
numb.
Yeah,
I know. It gets you good.
Oh, it's...
I did that recently, too.
It makes... You it, like, you know what I mean? You'll fucking stop there, but...
You'll go back for more.
Yeah. Maybe I'll like it.
Put my butt to it next time.
Make a line of pennies going right in my butt.
Your mom walks in, you're in your room. You just have a little trail of pennies leading up to your gooch.
Hon, where'd all the copper tubing go from in the walls?
The lights shut off.
The sink's just ripped off.
Good.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like I was showering at home during my dad's house. It's always under renovations, bro. Hasn't had a kitchen floor for probably a year and a half.
Did you bring
now.
A toaster in with you?
What?
What you're supposed to do.
But the fucking the fan above it is hanging by it's a fan. Cord. Yeah.
Oh, like the bathroom fan.
No,
I was thinking of like
a no,
ceiling fan.
The water actually comes down in a straight line. The ceiling fan disperses.
You guys are a little behind back there.
Holy fuck, dude! Yeah, my brother's got to ride the exercise bike to keep the water hot while I'm showering.
You guys take turns.
Oh man.
Fuck. Oh yeah. But I looked up as I was showering and the fucking fan's hanging. There's just like two live wires exposed. I was like, that's definitely not like
builds character. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says the challenge is found on the web in this article. So I guess it is a challenge that's going on. How long, like what year will it be when challenges are just to like basically telling people to kill themselves?
I think
or is that just
I think
a cult?
That's the pinnacle.
Is that just a cult?
I think that TikTok just evolves into a cult where you just do fucking stupid.
I watched the Netflix explained on cults. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, I know how to do it now.
Really?
Yeah, we can do
it.
Is
one. That what we're doing here?
That's what we're gonna start.
I love the term cult following.
We're gonna develop a real cult following here.
Cult following. It's not a cult, it's just a cult following, you know.
We'll see you in the afterlife.
One of the dopest band names, Blue Oyster Cult. I don't know what it means, but I like it. Always heard it. Always liked it.
I shucked oysters for the first time.
Hey.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Pretty dope.
Yeah, they're good.
Yep. I like them. What'd you put on? Tabasco and a little horseradish?
No, I'm not a horseradish guy.
No?
No.
You can get like this little fucking pickled onion vinaigrette you can put on it too. That and hot Tabasco sauce. I fucks with it.
I ate oysters at an oyster bar and they had scotch for them. Just like in a little vinegar thing. It was actually good.
Interesting.
What'd you eat on them? Anything? Just raw dog it?
No, I put spice on it.
Nice.
Some hot sauce on it.
Do you like them? Like,
yeah.
They're good. They're a little loogie.
Yeah. Not good. Apparently, they make you horny.
Oh. Do they?
Yeah. Not good around the family. Bad time to pull the sweatpants
someone
grandma gave me.
Someone fucking see Alice into this eggnog? Or what the fuck?
We're all wearing our pajamas that our grandma
Jake,
gives
it's
us.
Your turn. Jake, it's your turn for charades. Too many oysters, man. No fucking way, G-Ma.
Yeah, we get wild on
here, Jake, have a chocolate-covered strawberry. I see what's going on here.
Time for sports.
Sports.
Let's do it. Alrighty.
We know our stuff.
I thought, you know, because everyone's kind of talking about this.
Right.
But come on, I'll get it. I got it. he's got it.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I gotta wait till Coleman sits back down.
Run, Coleman. Run. Make it quick. Also, can I hit that? Thanks, champ.
He's trying his best, folks. Fat guy, cameraman, audio guy. He's doing it all. Jack off all trades.
Jack off all trades, master. Come.
Nice. Go to the note nice. First. So, you know, everyone's obviously talking about this, but I kind of wanted to, like, I don't know. Nothing we say is nothing that you already haven't heard about. So I thought it'd be funny to spin this in a down the wire kind of back page news headline fashion.
Perfect, perfect.
So first thing in sports, we have Florida man who plays football, takes off shirt while bench and leaves arena during game.
AB. It was AB. I made it my Twitter header of him jumping across the end.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it.
Nice.
I loved it. Ate that shit up.
Yeah, it's sick.
Left $1 million on the table there.
I know.
He needed like one or...
One more touchdown, 8 more catches.
55 which, more yards.
Yeah.
For $333,333 a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't they just make it $1 million? You know what I mean? We'll give you $1 million if you do all these things rather than we'll give you...
Well, because, you know, you might not get all three.
I'd parlay it. give
if it hits, you
give
get
me
10
one,
mil.
Give me 1.2. Give me 1.2 if I do all three.
I hit most of my bets this week.
Hey.
AJ Dillon, 2 tutters.
Nice.
Hit the over on the first half.
Fucking A.
Yeah, hit the over on the third quarter.
Righty ho.
I was betting grimy stuff.
Nice.
It was nice.
Nickel and diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Coleman wants a breakdown of what the playoffs are going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, 5 teams have clinched in the AFC and 6 have clinched in the NFC. The only team that hasn't clinched yet in the NFC is the 49ers. They got a win and they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Or New Orleans loses and they're in.
Okay.
So, but on the AFC side, the only 3 teams that haven't, they're fighting. Steelers and Ravens have a chance, but it's a long shot. Colts, Raiders, and Chargers. So if the Colts win, they're in. But if the Colts lose, they have to lose to the Jaguars, keep in mind. But they also haven't beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
anything can happen. So if the Colts lose to the Jags,
mm-hmm.
and if the Raiders and Chargers tie on Sunday night, they both make the playoffs.
Wow.
So if the Colts Whoa. Lose, I propose that the Sunday nighter is just a kneel-off, and they just kneel the whole game out.
Yeah, fucking scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Or they just throw Hail Marys every play.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, that's cooler.
And
yeah.
then they both make the playoffs
Yeah,
off a tie.
I just go fucking 7 field goal competitions, like longest field goal competition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, Daniel Carlson will win that.
Oh, dude, but it'd be so sick to see someone just ripping 70-yarders. Oh, dope. Fire me up.
So, yeah, that's interesting.
You needed red string. You need a bulletin board with red string there.
It gets a little interesting.
I'm pretty impressed. Like, you literally just have Colts / Raiders / Los Angeles Chargers playoff scenario,
yeah.
but then went off for much more than that. I'm impressed, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I had like...
It's how I like do like presentations at school.
Yeah. Jot notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And use bullshit.
Yeah. Gain a cult following, the rest is history.
But also,
yeah,
the Washington football team has announced they're going to unveil their name change on February 2nd.
Fuck, I thought it was happening soon. I thought it was this month.
You can bet on what you think the name is going to be.
Oh?
The Commanders, because apparently the day they announced it, the domain www.washingtoncommanders.com got bought. So people are saying that's the favorite right now.
Okay.
I still think they go with Washington Foreskins.
Foreskins is fire.
I think that's what they do it.
Yeah.
Jewish community might get upset with that.
They all wear
though.
Turtleneck jerseys.
They just upset a whole other group of people with that. I wouldn't be allowed on the team.
I could kick.
You could kick.
But at least punt.
But that would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Commanders would be good.
I don't like it. I like football team. Yeah, I think they should
football
stick.
Team.
I like football team.
A few months ago, they said they're going to stick with the football team. And now they're announcing a name change. I bet you the name change is just the football team, but like an actual logo now.
Yeah. This.
It's just a huddle.
The huddle. Just be super American. Like
it's just those football
Washington
pictures and they're all
football,
sitting.
Football, hot dogs, rocket ship, awesome, fun, #1 team.
I think #2 is Red Hogs.
Mm.
And then
Red Hogs.
Red Hogs.
Oh no.
Let's call that rope burn.
I call that staying home sick from school in grade 10. That's what I call that. I
call that a challenge is what I call it.
The Red Hawks. Oh, man. And then, okay, we'll end it off with this. So one MVP voter for, like, the, I guess there's, like, I think there's a group of 50 people that vote for the MVP.
Yeah.
So he won't vote for Aaron Rodgers, calling him the biggest jerk in the league. Aaron Rodgers clapped back saying that the guy's a bum.
Yeah.
Apparently the guy.
What a fucking, like, Wisconsin ass fucking.
Well, the guy's from.
Off.
I was
you
jerk.
Say. You fucking bum. Like,
what, the, a, what a.
The guy's
PG.
From Chicago. So I think that's kind of unfair.
Yeah.
Because Chicago hates Green Bay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. Check it out the door, man.
MVP voters should be former players.
It should be numbers. It should be based off, like, numbers, too.
Yeah, but, to like, some extent. The voters
should
be, like, former players.
Yeah. Shouldn't be, like, jury duty when it can just be randoms, you know what I mean?
Honestly, if the Raiders win on Sunday night, that's a sick Sunday nighter. If you win, you're in for either team. Mm-hmm. If the Colts win, well, they probably will.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Raiders win and they make the playoffs, give Derek Carr MVP.
Yeah.
Because they had, like, I think there's they're, like, what, 12 days without an arrest now in Oakland?
Oh,
or in Las Vegas? And then just, another guy got arrested, like, literally
arrest or
week.
A hate crime?
Like, yeah. Holy shit, dude. Like, if he can power through that, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Give him
fucking
MVP.
Jacksonville's crumbling after fucking Urban Meyer groped a girl. And then fucking Derek Carr just has tears in his eyes, slinging them, watching his boys drop like flies around him, man. He doesn't even know who he's throwing to anymore. He checks the lineup at the beginning of the game like, who the fuck is that guy?
Oh, man, Urban Meyer groped the girl. They all freaked out. They can't play football anymore.
Yeah.
Fucking John Gruden's out here sending straight-up hate mail.
Yeah.
They're powering through.
Derek Carr's built different, man. Oh, that's, man, the power of God running
he's
through his
He's super
veins.
Catholic.
Oh, yeah,
he's,
I know.
He's super, like, he is the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Jesus were to come back and be, like, in disguise, it would be Derek Carr. Because, number one, God obviously loves football.
Mm-hmm.
And, number two, Derek Carr is, like, the best, like, you know, white savior quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Give Mac a couple years.
Mac Jones, you're
Give
right.
Give Mac a couple Mac years, Jones. Man. I already called white savior on Mac Jones, man.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
It goes Sandra Bullock, Mac Jones, Derek Carr.
Sandra Bullock. The guy from the Green Book.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Last things last, though. Trey Lance. It was looking rough against Houston at the start. But he's looking good now.
Yeah.
He's looking good.
I got faith.
Mm.
I got faith.
He looks good.
Yep.
Also really good at football.
Yeah.
I'm excited to have his poster hanging on my ceiling.
Yeah. Right next to my mirror.
Let's beat the Rams, baby. All right. Cheers, folks. We'll catch you next week.
Happy New Year.
Yes, sir.
Happy holidays.
Oh, we're going to have a new IG soon, too. So we'll keep you posted with that.
Yeah. You'll see it.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Yeah. Soft launch.
Soft
yeah,
launch.
Soft launch.
Wait till the hard launch comes out, man.
Oh, baby. XXX style.
Loads of PBR.
Yeah. PBR.
First episode will be dropped on OnlyFans.
Starting our cult following now.
The cult. 2022, we're starting a cult.
Yeah, here that's it. New Year's resolution. Peace, folks.